Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
Talk about some of the returners now. Eve, what are you working on with her? One of the things has to be foul trouble.
Yes, foul trouble, left hook, because I think her right hook was pretty killer for her last year. So when we judge everybody else on mid-range and threes, she has to make a certain amount of left hooks and right hooks, because I think that's huge for her. She's so long and finished pretty well, you know, around the rim. And then not necessarily swiping at her man, but anybody attacking from the weak side or, you know, strong side. And she's in the weak side. She's in help. Blocking those shots is a little bit easier to time than always trying to, you know, block the person's shot that you're defending. But she's done really well with that. Eve runs the floor like a deer. When we run sprints, she wins probably 90% of them against even the speed we have in the gym right now. I think just calming, getting a year under her belt has been great. And she was a kid who trajected very quickly in the right direction as the season progressed. And she's just growing. I mean, she's very good. She's being ball screen defense now. She's finishing probably 60% from the field in practice. Making her free throws, which was always the thing for her, because she got to the free throw line and it's not the prettiest shot, but she found a way and she could really be a force for us coming into year two.
One follow-up and then we'll go back to Dennis. How important was it for her development and confidence that she got all that playing time in about the last 10 games
Yep. And
we really got to see what she could do?
I think it was huge for her because that's what she holds on to. And then just, you know, you got better players in the gym this year as far as just more of them. So when she goes against Molly and Molly uses her little, you know, shoulder and her little fadeaway, you know, timing that up and just going against different offensive players. Because bigs don't go against bigs in college, in high school, sorry, until they get to college this first time. Like Molly couldn't make a layup the first 3 weeks. She thought she was the worst player, and you know, because you don't see size. And you come here when you got guys at practice and you're playing against Eve and Nani and they're long and they block shots. And she starts to figure it out. So for Eve, I think when she got that rookie of the week, last year, that was huge for her. You know, Eve Store, she was homeless before she got here. So there's a lot of, when you talk about confidence, that's probably the biggest confidence boost that me and my staff ever in our life have had to build up a kid, because she came in with flip-flops on, you know, and it's cold outside. There was a group of people who followed her around campus and took pictures of her and they would post it. She's got a great sense of humor, but because her head would be so far down from behind, it looked like she was headless. And so the thing, I mean, but you talk about somebody's confidence when they look at the ground all day. Now she's looking straight ahead. She's not the best at eye contact, but she's not looking at the floor. And I think that's a testament to not only our program, but our university. Because President Spina was a big part of that. Angie Petrovich was a big part of that. Beth Flack, they're huge parts of that. Andrew Bacon, holding her accountable. It was a village to make sure felt comfortable, and now she'll run through a wall for us because her village was strong.
All these new pieces kind of moving in together. You guys always will either take a trip or do team building exercises. Yeah. What has it been this offseason?
I saw paintball, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about that.
That was something that I think I took for granted my first 2 years. I mean, I've grown a lot as a head coach, and that was a lot of feedback I got from Ivy and Eleanor, like, we need to do more of that. We've done a lot of it. We've read the book, The Hard Hat. Kalisha made our staff read it. We had to regurgitate it and spit it out over the summer, and now the team is reading it slowly. So we've met with them and taken different parts of it.
What is that book about?
I don't want to give it away, but it's about pretty much the Bellion character's name is George, and he epitomizes what it means to be the best teammate ever and everything that goes with it. So he lives by the motto of well done is better than well said. Leave a place better than you found it. Communication. Everything is written about George. And then George ends up passing out he plays lacrosse. He passes out. He dies. His family has to come. It was pretty tragic. But what people remember most and people still gather around is how great of a teammate he was. So, and there are all kinds of examples. So it's great for our team to read. It was great for our staff to read. And then we're doing some stuff around that. Saturday, we did a washable paint, where I read off different statements like, who do you think sings in the shower? And they'd have to take their fingerprint and touch that person's shirt. Who do you admire? Who's been there for you during a tough time? You know, who's the best dressed? So it was some things that were light. There were some things that were really deep. Then the last one I asked, which I was just like, okay, now I'm old, was who would be one of your golden girls if you had to go to the nursing home yesterday? Coach Meek, what is a golden girl? Are you kidding me? Am I that old? I was like, if you're going to nursing home, who would be your homies? Oh, okay, that would be, they start.
Nobody said Betty White.
Said Betty White.
Or Estelle Getty.
No. There was none of that. So that was very interesting to see that. But we asked, that's what we did. And before practice, we went out to
the lake.
FCA. And did a low rope course. And then we spent a night there. And then we woke up and practiced on campus there in Springfield, which was really nice. They loved that. We ate as a team. I did a TikTok. You know, it was a thing. We've done a lot with them. We've done paint and sip, not real alcohol, of course, juice and Gatorade. But it was cool. We had little bibs, and they had to come up with words. But we've done a lot more of that, and it's been very good. It's really brought the team. And then they've done some where they've had dinners, and Ivy took them up to her lake house twice, and the whole team show up. Even Eve's dog got the invite, and they're all on the boat. So they not only have we strategically put some things in space, they have. And we've done a lot as a staff, too.
I want to talk about a couple of returnees. Then we'll get back to Dennis. Nia O'Lair, She's got so much talent.
Yeah.
What different position is she going to have this year? Because, of course, last year, for whatever circumstances, She had to have the ball a lot and Turned it over.
Yeah, she doesn't have to have the ball this year. I mean, now you get to play her natural position.
How's that going to make her better?
It's already made her better because now she just has to worry about finishing and defense. And I think that's where, that's what I talk to her the most is like when you get in a game, there has to be a trigger that goes on where you keep people in front of you. And I think that's where she's gotten better in competition. I mean, last year I didn't have a luxury if she had two to pull her out. I might put somebody in that might get two, right now she just has to focus, especially with Nicole and Ricky. They settle everything. They make everybody calm, play a little bit slower. It just takes a lot off of her plate in that space.
Shannon, healthy, hopefully no shoulder injuries at a free throw line.
Yeah.
What is she going to bring to this team this year?
With Shannon, definitely more vocal this year than I've ever seen her. But another situation for her is she's got to bring it because those younger kids are showing up, and if it's how you want to finish your senior year. So I'm on her all the time. It's your senior year. Got to get it done. It's a senior year. Molly, go get her. And I've never had that. Competition brings the best or the worst out of people. And right now, that's where this team is going to go with returners, right? With anybody. If you don't show up, you will be exposed.
Ariana?
She's still a dog, And, me and Nani probably go at it more than anybody else, but I love the kid. She's still averaging a double-double in our practice games, So she's just relentless on the board. She makes such a huge difference for us on both ends of the court. But, I don't know if she's going to have to play 40, 30 minutes a game because you got Molly and you got Eve and you got people stepping up into place, and we're playing a little different. We're playing more four guard or the big forward, or Ricky's our four or our Jock's our four, Jada's our four, because those kids are tall or as tall as I am and way more skilled. So we really only have 1-5 space the way we play this year, and we're playing four out. So I wanted to make sure I had my best players, more of them could be on the court. So we've kind of had to change some things on how we play the game, which has been fun for me to be able to coach and work in different offensive schemes and defensively, just put more pressure on people.
And how about Danica? She got some starts last year.
Yeah, Danica's Dig had a great summer, but then here lately she's been, you know, being very soft and passing the ball. I don't know if it's because her birthday was coming up. So I almost made her cry in practice. Kalisha said, I didn't know I did, but we passed the ball ahead and she just kind of dribbles in and dribbles down and we're in attack mode and we're killing the guys, right? And I just subbed her out. I said, hey, Cam, you get in. Yeah, but you know, Denise off. And I didn't even pay attention. And Kalisha's like, she turned and then the puppy eyes and the tears, you know, but just her keeping that up. She had a great summer. She had a great September. And then it's like the closer we get to games, the more she's kind of like, you know, and I need her to keep punching. So I expect her to have a really good year. She had a great summer. I just got to keep her on edge.
Well, you've talked kind of a few times tonight about your evolution of coaching, kind of how you've grown over the 3 years. Do you find it hard, like being as gifted of a player as you are sometimes, kind of what translate, what doesn't? Just talk about that a little bit.
I think I learned that my first couple of years in coaching. When I would always tell, like, I mean, I had some great players, like Jessica Davenport was All-American, Big Ten Player of the Year, and I get in there, I'm like, just do it like this, you know, just do it like this. And I remember after my first GA year at Ohio State, man, Coach Foster, these kids suck. Like, they're the worst, you know. So your gauge is so high because potentially you might have just left one of the best college teams in women's basketball, right? And then you get to the bottom of the Big Ten when we first got there. And then you end up winning 6 Big Ten championships in a row. But I remember him coming in my office and saying, from this moment on, you can't get on the court. There's a reason why there's pro before your name, right? These kids can't do what you can do. And these kids have not played in the arenas you've played in. So don't think they're going to be there, right? And one day you're not going to be able to do this stuff, so you have to learn how to teach the game. Best advice ever my second year in coaching, because now I can't get in there showing what to do. When they asked me, I told them I would only return to the game the way I left it. That was getting paid. So if they pay me, I'll get out there. And he made me learn the game, and he made me know how to articulate what I needed and wanted out of him. So that kind of played out of me probably my third year coaching. And then I was taught the game by two people who can't make a layup. So unlike most people, you know, people look for, I mean, I talk to my friends and I'll be like, hey, why don't you look at this, you know, assistant coach. She's never played, you know, and that's like 90% of coaches. They don't want anybody who hasn't played basketball. But I was taught the game by two people, Gina Oriyama and Coach Foster, who never could make a layup. They've never made a running layup in their life, right? But they know the game better. Like Coach Foster said, I forgot more basketball than these Big Ten coaches know. And he proved it. He won the Big Ten championship six times in a row. So I don't have that ego of you got to play to know it. And I've seen some people who are in the Hall of Fame right now who can't walk you through a play. So I kind of venture like there's some things that I probably know from work experiences and playing the game that are team focus, but you know, my walk-on is one of my favorite friends, Marcy Zelda from UConn, and she couldn't make a shot. And I love her to death, and she would tell you the heartbeat of the team before anybody.
So the coaching staff is the same, but, and it's kind of unusual, you added a coach.
Yeah.
So Colleen Day Henderson.
Yes.
Actually, I also interviewed her already.
Yeah.
Very pleasurable to speak with.
Absolutely.
Where does she come in? And she has the title of chief of staff.
Yeah, she just tells us all what to do at this point.
I was going to say, where does she come into all of this?
I just really needed someone with a lot more experience. And we're probably right there from an experience standpoint. Someone who's been an assistant coach, associate head coach. That was another criteria I really talked to Angie and Neil about. Someone who could push me to be a little better, polish my assistant coaches off just a little bit, help me to think outside the box a little bit more, challenge me in some spaces, and then just overall bring some organization to just the entire staff. And so I can focus more on being a head coach. So, because you're managing a lot of pieces, and she's been a godsend for us. On my phone, each emoji means something with my coaching staff, right? So the players asked me yesterday, we were meeting about the hard hat, because we got this hard hat, and we're printing, and they're doing all their little things and breaking into their groups. Kalisha's really good with that stuff. And hers is a puzzle piece, because I really feel like she was a missing puzzle piece for us when she calls. And I think her approach with everyone has been great. She loves Dayton, UD basketball. I think she has to. Her baby Jay does, Jermaine, you know, on the men's staff, they're flyers to the death at this point. And she's been great. Organization, getting things done that I don't have to think about. When I tell her one thing, I'd never have to worry about it, because I already know it's going to happen.
The Halftime Program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.